The only hospital in the Bristol Bay region is now officially designated as a trauma center. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services announced Thursday that four hospitals have garnered a Level 4 Trauma Center designation. They include the Kanakanak Hospital in Dillingham, the Providence Seward Medical Center, the Providence Valdez Medical Center, and the 673rd MDG Hospital at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Those hospitals join the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta Regional Hospital in Bethel, the Sitka Community Hospital, the Mount Edgecombe Hospital, and the Norton Sound Regional Hospital in Nome as the only Level 4 trauma centers in the state of Alaska. Arnie Loetta is the clinical director for the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation, which runs the Kanakanak Hospital in Dillingham. He says Level 4 trauma centers can provide a level of expertise that can allow more patients to survive their injuries.
Level 4 designation means that our hospital has met the best requirements given the facilities that we have to initially evaluate, stabilize patients during their assessment process and transfer them as appropriate, you know, to higher levels of trauma care. Level 4 is the basic one, but if patients aren't initially treated as close to home as possible for trauma, then it's clear that outcomes are not as good as when you have a organized method of assessing them and rapidly transitioning and changing them to a higher level care as appropriate.
Currently, there are no Level 3 trauma centers in Alaska, and the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage is the only Level 2 trauma center. There are no Level 1 centers in Alaska. Julie Rabeau is the trauma program manager for the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. She says with the addition of the four hospitals announced Thursday, nine of the 24 acute care centers in Alaska currently hold trauma center designations.
Also, Providence Kodiak, South Peninsula Hospital, and Bartlett Regional Hospital just recently also are in the, they have done their verification visit. They have passed that. They're just waiting for designation. So we'll actually be up to 11 by the end of June. And we have one Level 2 trauma center, which is Alaska Native. So we're thrilled. This will bring us to a total of 12, which is half of what we want is all 24 to eventually be designated.
The trauma centers in Alaska are judged by a team of healthcare professionals that use the trauma criteria put forward by the American College of Surgeons. Rabeau says it's unlikely Alaska will have a Level 1 trauma center anytime soon.
Most Level 1s are university-based or research-type hospitals.
Trauma is the leading cause of death in the U.S. for those between the ages of 1 to 44, and Alaska has the second highest trauma death rate in the nation. Loetta says trauma is the leading cause of death in the Bristol Bay region.
A lot of trauma is preventable, and wearing your float coats, using your helmets when you're snow machining, all of those definitely would reduce the amount of trauma and mortality and morbidity that we suffer in our region.
The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services asserts that there is up to a 25% increase in survival rates for seriously injured patients when they are treated at a designated trauma center versus a non-designated trauma center. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.